This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I appreciate every one of you who listen to the Old Trailblazer broadcast. I know we pick up new listeners occasionally up there in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and Orlando, Florida, and Houston, Mississippi, and Kalamazoo, Michigan, different places. But I appreciate you longtime listeners, many of you out there in Spokane, Washington, and California, and Corpus Christi, Texas, and San Antonio, and all those places. I just thank you. I just thank each one of you for listening. And I ask you folks, if you hear me on the internet, you go there on the website, radiomission.org, and it'll give you all the information about how you can hear us on the internet. And then our Sunday service is here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then Sunday night and Wednesday night, you can hear us over the internet. And go there to our website and just look up live streaming, sermon audio. You find those things. And if you have trouble doing it, you call us at the bookstore during the week. It's air code 225-664-8658, 664-8658. And one of the girls there, the ladies, will walk you through the internet how to get there. Folks are buying computers now all over the country, getting rigged up where they can hear the Trailblazer, hear the old Pastor Pendarvis here, and our brethren on Sunday night and Wednesday night. And it's a blessing to know that you're listening out there, so I hope you'll do that. Let's get back to our study. We bring to the close this study on demon possession. And I believe it's been timely. I believe we're going through those days, dark days now, where Satan is in a rage. Everywhere you look, Satan's in a rage. And not many of our pastors are standing true to God's word. But we've been looking at the reality of demons. Demons are real, my friend. Satan and his kingdom. Satan has a kingdom. He is. And men and women are blind in his lap. Satan and his reign, how he's reigning in this country, the grand aim of Satan. You know what his grand aim is? To keep you blinded. If you're not saved and blinded to your lost condition, his purpose is to keep you blinded. And then we looked at the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and then we looked at the baptism with a demon spirit. All of these messages, these studies, are on CD. If you can find the date that you hear it and call us, write us. We can send you that particular message on CD. Well, do that for me. Will you do that? So let's get back to our study. This will be the last study on the demon possessions series. And we were looking there at Christmas and how that we were to be separated. Why? Why? Why do we need to be separated from this world? Because the Lord's coming. And the scripture says, we'll hear that cry, go ye out to meet him. So I ask you, are you ready to meet him? Mr. Trucker out there on I-45 or I-95, I-40, I-70, wherever, are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready? You pulling that old tanker with all that explosive stuff in it? Or maybe a bunch of cows back there? Whatever you pulling, are you ready to meet the Lord? Would you like for the Lord to come and find you at some typical Christmas party drinking and dancing and carousing? You know what? The Lord might say, yeah, just leave you behind. If you know the Lord, which I don't think you ought to be there if you do, but he may just say, I'll just leave you behind. Well, what would you say? What would you say if he told you that? Oh, my friend, listen. All of the debauchery that's going on today and the nudeness that we see now everywhere, it looks like folks are trying their best to get naked. And you go out on Christmas time into these parties that they have and drinking and carousing and dancing, you'll see the most nude stuff you ever saw in your life. Would you like to be there when the Lord comes? Would you like to be there when that shout comes? Oh, but when you stand before the judgment seat of God, what will you say? What will you say? How are you going to answer the Lord? And I wish every preacher, every pastor, every layman, every Bible teacher, set the example before your people. Paul, writing to Timothy, told him, let no man despise thy youth. Be an example of the believers in word, conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. I plead with you, preacher, young preachers, old preachers, let's set the example. Let's reject this tradition of men. Let's don't turn your sanctuary over to a Christmas party. Don't allow those folks to put Christmas tree in your lobby of your church. No, I've read in the paper several times where the church burnt down because the Christmas tree caught a fire. Let's walk with our Lord. Let's live for the Lord. Let the world say what it pleases, think what they please. But let this be our motto, like Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And then Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So let's not dishonor our Lord's name. Nowhere in God's word where we are permitted or told to celebrate the birthday of Christ. But I tell you what he does command us to do. Celebrate his death. Paul, writing to the Corinthian brethren, said, this cup is a new testament in my blood. This do as often you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Paul, writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2, for I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Then he says, we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. We have folks call here, the radio missions, the old Trailblazer, write me, say, Trailblazer, what do you preach? What is the thrust of your ministry? We preach Christ. We preach that he died for sinners. We preach that man is a sinner by nature, and that the Holy Spirit comes and opens that heart and awakens it. But we preach Christ. We have a 3-page little pamphlet we put together on what we most surely believe. I'll be glad to send it to you if you'd write me. Just give me your email and give me your mailing address, and I'll send it to you. Paul, writing to the Galatians, said, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our blessed Lord, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I'm to the world. I wonder what the death of Christ means to you, my friend. I asked my folks the other night, do you ever stop, go out on the back porch in the dark of night, early in the evening, night, stars all coming out, look up there and just meditate upon the Lord. Look afar away at that cross there on Calvary. Stop and thank the Lord. You know what I tell my folks here? When you get up in the morning, first thing you do, wake up, go to get up, make your coffee, whatever, put your feet on the floor. Take a minute or two. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, for a good wife or a good husband. Thank you, Lord, for a good bed to lay my head upon. Thank you for my children who are blessed of the Lord. Thank you. My friend, you can't thank the Lord enough. The Bible says, thank the Lord for all of his benefits, all of them. You can't name them all. I can't either. We can lump them together. But do you ever take time to just thank the Lord? Oh, my friend, I wonder what the death of Christ means to you. I wonder if you've ever sat down and thought seriously about your soul's condition. What about your soul? I asked my congregation on a regular basis, where are you going to spend eternity, folks? Where are you going to spend eternity? You're only 3 heartbeats away from eternity. Only 3 heartbeats away from eternity. I see folks dying in our area here in South Louisiana, dying like flies. But my friend, what about you? 3 heartbeats. Just 3 heartbeats is all you have. But listen. Have you, a lost, condemned sinner, ever been made to rest at the feet of Christ, asking for mercy? Can you look up and say, yes, Trailblazer, he died for me. He's mine. He's my substitute. You know anything about a substitute? Someone took your place. He took the stroke intended for me. Did he do that for you? My friend, do you know anything of pardoning grace? Do you know that the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has been applied to the doorpost of your heart? I know these are serious questions. I know they are. Are you sheltered beneath the blood of the Son of God? Wake up there and listen. You may be dozed off to sleep. Wake up. Can you say, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified me, and I'm waiting for his coming one day. Christ was born to die. Did you know that? He never talked about his birthday. He did. Listen, never did he point to his disciples back to the day he was born. But he always telling them that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer and be put to death. on the third day would rise again. Brother, how many celebrate his death? The world never celebrates his death, only born-again believers. Every time they come to worship, they sing about his death, sing about his dying. They glory in the resurrection. Listen, you may hear them speak about their second birthday when they were born again. But listen, there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. And then we sang, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. The born-again believer, God's child, knows that everything he has or ever will have is tied up in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Unsaved religionists get so tired of hearing you talk about the death of Christ. They get so mad they could chomp 10-penny nails into. They want you to go on and talk about holy living, deeper life, prosperity ministry. Talk about loving each other and being kind to dumb animals. But Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Do you know him, my friend? Do you know him? Do you know what his death means? If not, may the Lord have mercy upon your poor soul. My friend, this brings to the close our studies on demon possession. I want you to hear God's word. It's the only motive we have here is that the word might go out. God's word. The Bible says, go and preach the word unto all the ends of the earth. And he says, reprove and rebuke with all longsuffering. That's what we do here at Radio Mission. We don't soft soap the gospel. No, we don't smooth it over. We don't make allowances for sin. None of those things. But we hold up a crucified Lord who died for sinners. Are you a sinner? You ever seen yourself a sinner? Old Trailblazer has. I saw myself. I'm still a sinner. You say you're still a sinner? Yes, sir. I'm a saved sinner. My friend, not one sin rested against the old Trailblazer in heaven. Not one past sin, one future sin, one present sin. And the world gets madder than a snake at me when I say that. Oh, but listen, my friend. Christ died for sinners. I'm his child. Are you? Are you his child? Can you say, thank you, Lord, for saving me? I hope you can. I wish you'd call me and let me know or write me. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, I wish you'd go there and look at our website, radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions, one word, and .org. And go there on your computer. Now you can find our internet source there, sermon audios, material that we have there, and much other. And if you need help, call me at air code 225-664-8658 and ask for the old Trailblazer. And the ladies will let you talk to me. And if I'm not there, I'll call you back. Goodbye and God bless you.